Welcome to the first Coffee Pod podcast of 2021, a coffee break length look into the Christian healing ministry. In this standalone episode, we are encouraged to boldly go. Whether you are feeling excited about going into the new year or a little anxious, go boldly.
Next week, we're going to start our Coffee Pods 21 with a new series called Let's Talk About When, looking at some particular questions in relation to Christian healing. And we're going to start with Let's Talk About When suffering strikes, when silence reigns, when sickness lingers, and when sin has consequences. You may have other questions that you'd like to throw in as well, so you can email them to us at info@acornchristian.org and we'll do our best to help out. But today I wanted to tidy up last year and think about this one. The joy of the new year is that it feels fresh and you can start things anew. It is filled with such promise, but there are no muddy footprints behind us to highlight our flaws and failures. The trouble with the new year is that we can feel the pressure to come up with something new, something better than last year. I resolve firmly that something that didn't quite work out last time, this year, I will do even better. It doesn't always add to our sense of well-being, even though it starts with a renewed hope, especially if others then go on and tell us the wonderful and glorious exploits that they've already begun. So as we head into this year, I decided on something radical. I'm not going to make any new promises to anyone or even to myself. I'm not going to run a marathon or climb Kilimanjaro. I am, however, going to continue to eat healthily and walk a reasonable distance every day. I'm not interested in seeking higher office. I'm already a child of God, so there is no higher place to go. But I do want to continue to pursue, albeit imperfectly, what it means to be a true friend of God. It's not that I lack ambition, but my life goals are different. I was talking to a bishop last year about an opportunity that was presented to me. It was flattering to be asked, but it was not what I'm on the earth for. And in turning it down, I found myself saying, there are many things I can do, there are less things I may do, but there are only a few things I must do. And one of those things is the healing ministry of Jesus in our day and generation. As we have just finished the Coffee Pods series on healing our image of God, of ourselves, and of others, it's good to reflect that we are human beings, not human doings. We derive any value about ourselves from the fact that the loving God and Father of Jesus says to us, you are mine, and I love you more than you could ever imagine. That's it. And anything else is simply packaging. Yet we can often succumb to the pressure of pleasing others or fulfilling their agenda. And though it adds something to us in the moment, it becomes a chain around our ankles fairly soon afterwards. It has been salutary to watch world leaders over this last period, whose prime motivation is that they want to be liked and will do and say anything to keep themselves as the centre of your universe. It genuinely isn't the way, in the words of the ancient theologians Tears for Fears, to rule the world, whether yours or others. I love the fact that Jesus said of his own life in John chapter 5, very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. And he goes on to say in a little later on in the passage, by myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. I love the fact that Jesus simply limited himself to the things that he was presented with by the Father, and he let everything else fall away. I guess that's how we defeat the voices that tell us we should be doing this, doing more, or we ought to be like this or like other people. There is a very healthy way of being that is caught up in the phrase, doing less, better. Now, you do have to hear that in the right way. It's not that I'm doing less well, but I'm doing less. But what I am doing, I'm doing better, in a better and more productive way, that not only has more effect and impact, but creates less stress and pressure on me and on those I share my life with. In the end, it helps to silence two unhelpful voices in our lives. One is, as I've said, the voice of others, however noble or well-intentioned it might have been. The other is the voice of my own flesh, my own self-life, that wants to be seen to be successful and strive for recognition. Many of those who were productive in the history of the Christian healing ministry did so by conquering the voice of self. Conversely, those who started well but did not finish well did so because they let self have its own way and direct their choices and their conduct. Jesus settles the issue of self at his baptism in the Jordan and in the wilderness facing temptation and in Gethsemane preparing for Calvary and then in each moment of his life by keeping himself within the confines of the Father's will. It is genuinely a place of security and peace, which is how he ultimately embraces the cross. And his invitation to us is incredibly life-giving. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says to us, to you, to me, as well as to the disciples, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." It's interesting, isn't it, that before Jesus wants to teach us things, he wants us to come and rest with him. And rest is the place of receiving. It isn't found in the place of striving. So where does this leave us as those involved in the healing ministry of Jesus, where we're seeking to bring healing to others, or even perhaps you might be seeking healing for yourself or those that you love? Well, Acorn's calling and commitment is to take part in the healing ministry of Jesus, compassionately, competently, and credibly, to see, in the words of the Lord's Prayer, his kingdom come and his will be being done on earth as it is in heaven. So, will it happen by human willpower? No. Will it come by doing what the Father wants done with every person we happen to be with? Absolutely. But it comes by only doing what the Father wants done with every person that we happen to be with. Absolutely. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 has a verse that we know incredibly well, I guess, but it does seem to sum up this coming year perfectly for me. It is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, And it says this, "This is the word of the Lord, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." To which I would say, amen. Bring it on. So let's pray for a moment. And if you found these podcasts helpful, then you can help others find them by giving us a like on iTunes. But let's pray. Father, as we have lived through this past year, you have helped us to see you afresh, and you've helped us to see ourselves afresh, and you've helped us to see others afresh. Father, thank you for your deep love expressed to us in the Lord Jesus. And thank you for your gift of the Holy Spirit that comes to us not just for meetings, but for the life that we have to live. Father, as we offer this coming year to you, we ask that you would help us with the prompting of the Holy Spirit and the inspiration of the Word of God to this year simply restrict ourselves to what you want done and to do only that. Lord, please take steps to save us from trying to fulfill the needs and the desires of others that are not what you have called us to do. Please save us through the prompting of your Holy Spirit and the inspiration of the Word of God, that we might see what you have called us to do and what is somebody else's role. Lord, please help us to stop filling gaps and to allow your Spirit to fill us, that we might do less, better. And Father, for all those who today sit still waiting for your healing promise to be fulfilled, today, Father, in Jesus' name, I speak out healing grace from heaven, Lord, into bodies and minds and spirits. Father, I agree with heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done on this earth where they are right now, as it is in heaven. And Lord Jesus, thank you that you have opened the doors of heaven and left them open that we might come in and know the Father's love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Coffee Pods. We hope that you enjoyed listening and have a happy new year. If you would like more information on Acorn, our events, or how to support us, check out www.acornchristian.org. See you next time.